Kumlanen, Ablak Gemara, Mitzvah Shabbos, Kedah Pashas Neach. We are up to now the seventh Pedic, Pedic Chaloin. So the Mishnah says, Chaloin Shebein Chatzedes, if you have a cavity in the wall between two courtyards. And the question is there's two separate courtyards side by side, each one makes their own Eidah, but can they carry from one Chatzah to the next Chatzah? So if there is a doorway, we already had this before regarding ladders, if you remember, but if there's a doorway between the two that connects the two chatzeres, they can make an Eidah between themselves. It's optional. But if there's no doorway between the two, then they cannot connect. And you cannot just, you know, jump over the fence, because you cannot connect the two properties and make it as one. So what's the definition of a doorway? Says the Mishnah, Chaloin, if you have a cavity in the wall, Shebein Chatzeres, between two courtyards, Arbo al Arbo, Betei Chasara, so the dimensions are, it has to be a minimum of 4 tfachim wide and 4 tfachim tall, within 10 tfachim from the ground. That means if the doorway, this cavity, or this window, is above 10 tfachim from the ground, then it's not a door. A door has to be basically level the ground. And we say up to 10 tfachim is considered still grounded. So then, if it's within 10 tfachim, ma'arvin shnayim, then they have a choice. They can either make an eidah on the two separate properties, ve'im rotzu, but if they prefer, ma'arvin echa, they can you combine the two chatzeres as if it's one. But, poch is ma'bol abo, if the cavity is narrower than 4 tfachim wide, or not so high, not 4 tfachim high, oyle ma'ilam asara, or as we'll see in the Gemara, the beginning of the cavity, the bottom of this cavity is above 10 tfachim, then there's no doorway here. Is ma'arvin shnayim, the two separate entities, they both have to make their own eidah. The ein ma'arvin echad, they cannot combine to become one. So the Gemara right now thinks that the reason why you need 4 tfachim is not so much to be a doorway, but rather, if you remember, we had an argument in the beginning of the Masechta, what exactly is the definition of lavud? Lavud means that if it's a small gap, we imagine as if it's closed off. And we always learned that it's three, usually in Mor Shabbos, they only have one opinion there, that it's 3 tfachim. If it's narrower than 3, the gap is less than 3 tfachim wide, a half of an amma, which is roughly like 9 or 12 inches. If it's less than that, we say it's as if the gap is non-existent, it's covered over. But if it's wider than that, we say there's a gap. That's how we learned the Masechta Shabbos. But Masechta Ervin, we suddenly became aware that Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is of the opinion that it's actually 4 tfachim at Lavud. And we wondered then, we know that when it comes to Allah and Mashiach Messina, there are no arguments, and here we have an argument, whether it's 3 tfachim or 4 tfachim. So how come the Rambam says there are no arguments when it comes to Allah and Mashiach Messina? But possibly, what he meant was, there's no arguments as to whether it exists or not. But here, everyone agrees the concept of Lavud. The only question is whether it's 3 tfachim or 4 tfachim, you could have such an argument. But anyway, so our Mishnah would seem lema tanan stomad l'kidab Shimulil. Our Mishnah agrees with Shimon Gamliel. Why 4 tfachim? Why? Because if it's narrow in the 4 tfachim, it's as if there's no gap there, no opening. But wide in the 4 tfachim, there is. Doesn't that follow of Shimon Gamliel Dama, kopachim abag lovdami, less than 4, as if it's sealed up? Says the Gemara, you have it all wrong. Afilu teme karabbana, this is not an issue of love, it's an issue of a door. At kan l'plikar ban l'adab Shimon Gamliel Levudin, the only argument regarding the concept of love, for example, you're sitting in a sukkah and you have gaps in your schach, if it's less than 3 tfachim, we imagine it's totally covered. But when it comes to an opening, even the Rabbanon Maida, that a door is 4 tfachim. The ikabar abar chashiv, if it's 4x4, it's considered a doorway. The ilay, but less than 4x4, le chashiv, you cannot pass through, it's not a doorway. Poch is mabar, less than 4 tfachim, says the Gemara, pshita, it's obvious. You're spelling it out, it's obvious. Why? Kivan the Amar, once you tell us that the second half of the mission is obvious. Once you told us in the beginning that 4x4, betoy chasara, and it has to be within 10 tfachim, that's considered a doorway. So obviously, if it's 4x4 above 10 tfachim, then it's not a good doorway. So what do you have to spell it out in the end of the mission? I know the parch is my bolam, that if it's less than 4 wide or the maila masara above 10 tfachim, it's not good. Says the Gemara, no. If we only knew the beginning of the Mishnah, you might have thought that the entire doorway has to be within the 10 tfachim. But let's say you only have a little bit of the doorway, like one tefach of the doorway within 10 tfachim, and the rest is above. Maybe it's not valid as a door, not considered a door. Kamash Lon comes to teach you the end of the Mishnah. Taima de kulu lemayel masada. It's only a problem if the entire door was above 10 tfachim. Aber mikzase betoichasarev, part of the doors within 10 tefachim, then ma'arvin shnayim. Then you have a choice. If part of it is within 10 tefachim, you have two separate chatzeres, you can treat it as two separate, but if you prefer, ma'arvin echad, it can all be one. And how do I know that? The Tanina Laha, this proves what we learned, the Tanna Rabban, our rabbis taught. Cooler the ma'il masarev, the entire doorway is above 10 tefachim from the ground. That's one kind of a door. And then you have another kind of door where part of the doorway is within 10 and then the rest is above. So we say as follows. Kula b'techasare, entire doorway is within 10 tefachim, or umiktsase l'mayil sara, or part of the doorway is within and part is above, ma'arvin shnayim, you have a choice. You can either treat them like two separate courtyards, but you prefer ma'arvin echik be one. Because you have your doorway. So we see clearly from here that a doorway that's only partially within 10 tefachim is good enough. So Gemara obviously asked the obvious question. You're telling me that if only a part of the door is within 10 tefachim is good enough, so of course if an entire door is within 10 tefachim is good enough. Why does the price have to give us both of these cases? You tell me says Gemara, you're right. The Ein Tzadich Lai Mezuk Tani. He tells you first a bigger Chiddush, and then he says, of course, the smaller Chiddush. The different Tanaim have different styles in writing, and some, very, very brief, and some used to bring out both cases. And sometimes they said first the smaller Chiddush, and they worked their way up to a bigger Chiddush, the more novel case. And other times they would tell us first the more novel case, and they say, surely the less novel case. Now starts a little geometry, which we had a couple of times already in Ervin and we'll have in Gemara Sukkah as well. Rabbi Yechinen said, now that we mentioned that the door has to be 4 tefachim wide within 10 tefachim from the ground, what happens if your window is oval shaped, elliptical? It's not a square. But the problem is if your window, let's say, is a circle. We're using a circle as an example here. If your window is a circle, then even if part of that window is within 10 tefachim, it's not going to be 4 tefachim wide, because if you put a square into a circle, the bottom line of the square, which is 4 tefachim wide, will not be on the bottom of the circle. So if the square has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that means each side is 4 tefachim, then you're going to have the circle. The circle has to be far greater than that in order. The circle will have to be, as we'll see, the circumference of the circle is going to have to be, 50% larger than the circumference of the square. So the square, if each side of the square is 4 tefachim, then the circumference of the square is 16. The circumference of the circle is going to have to be 24 tefachim in order that we're going to have, so we get to the, so we need that 2 tefachim of that circle. 2 tefachim of that circle should be below the 10 tefachim mark, so we get and a little bit, so we get to the bottom line of the square. If you put a square, that's where the 4 tefachim square would be, as Gemara will soon calculate. Says Gemara, if you have a round window, you need that the circumference should be 24 tefachim. And then you need also, you need that the circle. If the square is 16 tefachim and the circumference of the circle, which is larger than the square, is 24, that means you have an extra 8 tefachim. That means that every side of the square, the circle that's surrounding it, is 2 tefachim wider than the side of the square. The side of the square is 2 tefachim, but if you go to that section of the circle, you're going to have an extra 2 tefachim in that circumference. So therefore, if you get on the bottom of the square, you have an extra circumference of 2 tefachim. So you need to bring the square down 2 tefachim and a little bit so that we can get to the bottom of the square, as the Gemara will explain. If you're going to square it, if you imagine there was a square inside that circle, at least a mashu of that square is below the 10 tefachim mark, and therefore it can be considered a doorway. That's what the Gemara says. Mechdi, let me ask you a question. We have a rule. We have a rule that if the diameter, if the circumference is 3, the diameter is 1. So we have pi. Pi is really 3.141 and so on and so forth. But in the Gemara, we generally round it off to 3. So the diameter is 1, the circumference is 3. So if the diameter is 4, then the circumference of the circle should only be 12. Why 24? Yejbe berachot tefa betreis asagi. 12 should be enough. Says the Gemara. Hani mili bigula. You're talking about a circle. If you have a circle, you take the diameter of the circle, then you're right. The circumference, either the diameter is 4, the circumference is 12. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a square, and you're making a circle around it. We're talking about a square here. And a square, you need more. A square itself is 16 already. And we need more than that. Says the Gemara, Mechta, let us see. Kama meruba yeser eagle. We already had before. If you put a circle inside a square, remember, a circle is only a multiple of 3. The square is a multiple of 4. The diameter is, let's say, 4. In a circle, you'll have a circumference of 12. In a square, if one of the sides is 4, you'll have a circumference of 16. So a square is a quarter larger than a circle. Says the Gemara, if so, Mechdi kama meruba yeser eagle. How much greater is a square over a circle? Revia by a quarter is b'shitza sagi. So the circumference of the circle should only be 16. Like, what are you talking about? You're talking about a circle that's inside a square. And you want to know how much greater the square circle. But we're talking about a circle around a square. The square is inside. You have a big circular window. We know we need a square inside that circle of 4x4. So we're talking about a circle which is greater than a square. How much greater is a circle than a square? Says the Gemara, Hani mili igula denafik megoy ribua. You're talking about a circle that's inside a square. Avoribua denafik megoy gula. We're talking about a square that is inside a circle. Be'inotfei, you need greater. My time of why? Because the square, you want the corners of the square to be included in the circle, because we need that the entire width of that doorway should be 4 tefachim wide. Now, where do you get 4 tefachim wide? On the bottom of the square. So you need that all the corners of the square should be inside the circle. So we need the circle surrounding, encompassing the square. And when the circle encompasses the square, it's a greater area. Says the Gemara, Mechdi, let us see. We have a rule, we had this before, that a line of a square, which is one amma in a diagonal, it's 1 2/5. So if the sides of the square are 4 tfachim, so the diagonal of that square would be 1 2/5 times 4, which would be 5 5 3/5. Now, if the diagonal of the square is 5 3/5, that's the diameter of a circle. So that circle would be 5 3/5 times 3, which would be kupai, which would be only 16 4/5. So how do you get to 24? Says the Gemara, kol amsa b'ribu amsa b'trechum shebalach soina, any amma, which in a square is an amma. So what would it be when it comes to the diagonal? It would be an amma and 2/5. So l'chayda, if you have a square that the sides are 4 ammas, so the diagonal of that square would be 1 1/2 times that, which equals to 4, which equals to 5 4/5. And you multiply that by 3, will come out to b'shifs and nechichum shasagya. It will be 17 minus a fifth. So how do you get 24? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon says, kidayne de kisre. We follow those judges of kisre, kisri. And what is that? V'amrilei kerabon de kisri. And what is that? What do they say? They say, igula, they say, adigula migoy ribu ariva. If you make a circle inside a square, then obviously then the circle is a lot smaller than the square. We said before by a quarter, right? We said before, a circle. If you have the diameter of the circle is the side of the square, which is 4, and by a circle it's only multiple of 3, and by a square it's a multiple of 4. So a circle is a quarter less than a square. If you have a square and you want to make a circle around the square, palga, it's a circle around the square. The square is a circle is 50% larger than the square. So therefore, if it's 16, then you have to have 24. 24 tefachim in the circumference. Says the Gemara, that ends the geometry. Says the Gemara, Pachas me'abor labom. We said in the Mishnah, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide or 4 tefachim tall, it's not a doorway. Amram Nachman, Sam Nachman. Leishon, it's not talking about El Chaloin, only a window. Shebein Shtei Chatzedis. That's talking about if you have a courtyard, you have a fence in the courtyard, and you want to combine the two courtyards. You need a doorway, a passageway, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Aval Chaloin, Shebein, and if it's above 10 tefachim, it's no longer a doorway because you got to climb over. It's not easy access. When it comes to two houses, and you want to be able to carry from one house to the next house, and you have a window in between the two houses, afilu lemaile masar nami, then here the law of 10 tefachim doesn't exist. Even if it's above 10 tefachim, it still is good. And nami, im rotzu la'arim arvin echad, they want to combine the two houses, they can combine the two together. My time of why? Because basa command the mole dami. We had this already in Masechta Shabbos, we'll have it in Gittin. That is, we imagine a house, because it's closed on the roof, as if the house is full to the top. So it means, no matter how high it is, as if you're standing there on level with that window, so therefore, it's a doorway, it's a passageway. So Zimor, is that simple? Eisevei Rav L'Nachma, Rav asked that question, there's a clear braisa that seems to disagree with you. It says in the braisa, Echad L'Chaloin, whether I'm talking about a window, Shebein Shtei Chatzedos, between two courtyards. And the Echad L'Chaloin, and whether it, to me, we're talking about a chaloin shebein shnei batim, or a window between two houses. So it sounds like the dinim are very similar. The echad li chaloin shebein shtei aliyos, or a window between two upper floors. The echad between up to second story. The echad li chaloin shebein shnei gagin, or a window between two roofs. The echad li chaloin shebein shnei chadarim, or a window between two rooms. Kul on all of them, the laws seem to be the same. Arbo al arbo, the size of a passageway has to be 4x4. B'tei chasor, within 10 tefachim. Kasha and Rav Nachman. Answers Rav Nachman, Targuma Chatzedes. When it says over here that the laws are the same, we're talking about by courtyards. So this is what we're talking about. But Echad Liktani, it says clearly, whether to me it's the same, whether it's a courtyard, whether it's a house. So Yomar says, what? So Rav Nachman says back, there are two dinim here. One is a din about the dimensions of the actual doorway, 4x4, and the other one is the height. When it says Echad Li, we're talking about the dimensions, not talking about the height. So Targuma, because it doesn't spell out in the braisa which dinim they were referring to. Targuma, I will translate, I will interpret it, arbo al arbo. We're talking about the dimensions of the 4x4, but not about the height. Boyi minei Rab Abba v'Rab Nachman. Rab Abba asked Rab Nachman a question. Lul, if you have a skylight, ha-posuach, that is open, min bayis laliyah, downstairs you have, a house, and there's a skylight that takes you straight upstairs. And the question is, does that combine the two that they can make an eidah between the two and can carry on Shabbos? Tzarich sulam kavua lahatira, do they need a ladder downstairs that takes you straight to the skylight? So then the ladder becomes the doorway. We had before that a ladder can be a doorway as well. Sometimes a ladder can be a doorway, sometimes a ladder could be a partition. Oy, ain't tzarich sulam kavua lahatira, you don't need a ladder. Whenever you want to go up, you just bring a ladder then. But if you don't, it's still considered like one place of residence. What's a shayla? We said before that a house is considered full to the very top. So of course, no. But maybe ki amrina, when do we say basic command the mol yadami, a house is like full to the top? Hani mili min atzad. You're talking about windows on the walls on the side. Or but ala be'emtza, talking about the ceiling. That is a skylight in the ceiling, to say that the house is full all the way to the skylight. Maybe we don't say that. Loi. Oy demolishno, maybe makes no difference. So we don't need a ladder there the entire Shabbos, or at least the beginning of Shabbos. But he said back to him, "Ain't tzaddik, the house is full." So we thought, "Sulam kavua deina tzaddik." Maybe you don't need a permanent ladder, but a sulam adat, but a temporary ladder, you need to perhaps the beginning of Shabbos, so at least it combines the two floors together. Itma, we learned, "Amar Rabbi Yisrael bar Ben Yumi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, echad sulam kavua, the echad sulam adat ain't tzaddik. You don't need, because the house is considered full, and it's as if you, it's all on level, even the ceiling as well." Next mission. Koysel Shebein, continue with these laws. Koysel Shebein Shtei Chatzedes, you have a wall between two courtyards. Voya Asara, 10 tefachim high, V'roichiv Arbo, and 4 tefachim wide. So you have a wall, but the wall itself, they have a partition. The wall itself is 10 tefachim high. And we learned before that 10 tefachim high is considered a partition. But the thing is, what's the problem here? The wall itself, the thickness of the wall is 4 tefachim. And what's that? Why is that a problem? Because now the wall suddenly is a domain on its own. Suddenly now we have three domains. We have one courtyard on one side, we have a courtyard on the other side, and then you have the wall. The wall is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim thick, and therefore the wall is a dimension of its own. And we know that if you have 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, even in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim, anything above that wall would be Rishus HaYochid. Like you have a post office box. If that box is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, anything you place on top of that, even though it's the middle of the street, is considered a private domain. So the question is the wall a third domain? And therefore, neither of them can put anything on the wall, place on the wall, even though it's right there on the boundary fence. So he says here, Ma'arvin Shnayim, that the two separate courtyards, there's no way they can combine together. You have a partition. What about how you bereish paters on top of this wall? It's a big wall, 4 tefachim thick. You have fruits up there. Elu oilin mekan veichlin. You can climb up. The people in this courtyard can climb up on the wall and eat while they're sitting on top of the wall. The elu oilin mekan veichlin. People on the other side of the part of this wall can climb up and eat there. But ubevatchela yoridin lamata. They cannot take any of the fruits from the wall and bring it down because the wall is a separate reshus and they didn't make an ediv with the wall. What about Nifritza HaKoysel? There's a breach in the wall. So this is the rule, and we had this before. Ad Eser Amas, if you have a breach in the wall, less than 10 Amas or including 10 Amas, then we'll treat it as a doorway. Then we'll treat it as what? If you want, it's two. You can have two separate courtyards there because you have four walls and it's a doorway. If you want, you can merge the two courtyards together. Ma'arvin Shnayim, they both can make the separate Ervin. Dolim Ratzo, they prefer Ma'arvin Ech, they can make one. Who could pesach is treated like a doorway. But Yosem Mekan, if it's wider than 10 amas, that breach, then that's as if the wall was broken. Is Ma'arvin Echa will treat them as one big courtyard, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. You can no longer have two separate courtyards. Send the Gemara, what about Ein Boy Abba Mai? What about the wall is not 4 tefachim thick? The wall is only 2 tefachim thick. What's the thing? Can they carry on this wall? Can either chutzah take things down from the wall? How's it work? So we're going to have a number of opinions. Omar Rav says, well, Avir Shtei Rishuyos Sholetes Bo. Since the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, thick, so therefore it's not a third domain on its own, so therefore it's ancillary to either courtyard. And therefore they both have control over it, and that's a problem. So the wall belongs to courtyard A on the right, it belongs to courtyard B on the left. Therefore, he says, since Avish Deidu Shuyu Shuletis Boy, both courtyards have a right on this wall. And what happens when two courtyards share? If you don't make an Eidu between yourselves, you can't carry. Lo Yozer Ba'fil Malay Nima. You're not allowed to even move there a hairbreadth. You're not allowed to move anything at all. You're not allowed to, because both Rishuyas clash, and you need to make an Eidu, you didn't. That's opinion number one. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Elu ma'ilu mekan va'yechin." No, it's ancillary to both courtyards. So the guy on the right can climb up the wall and eat and move things about, and they can also take things from the wall, bring it down. They can bring things up to the wall. They can take things down from the wall because the wall is bottled to both rishuyos. Elu ma'ilu mekan va'yechin. The other one can also do it, bring it from there and bring it down as well. They can. And they can take things from the house and put it on the wall as well. And what do you call it? We're talking about over here. If you remember, we have an opinion of Shimon that says that something is in a courtyard on Shabbos, you can move it about to the next courtyard, even though you didn't make a native. The whole issue is only if you're taking from your house to the courtyard, and then can you carry from the courtyard to the next courtyard without a native. But if it's already in the courtyard, you can move it about. So we're talking about over here. Of course, you can move from. Even the wall is 4 tefachim thick, Tosfos wants to say, according to one opinion. You can at halacha like Rav Shimon, and you can move things from your chatzar onto the wall. We're talking about taking things out of your house and putting it on the wall. That's what we're talking about over here. And says the Gemara, tonight we learned, it seems in our mission it says, Elu oily mekan, they can only climb up there, but they can only eat from the food that's already existing on the wall. The Elu, Oilin, Mekan, and the people in the other courtyard can climb up the wall, but Oilin eat on top of the wall. Oilin, they can only climb up and eat from the fruits that are already there. Aber Maidin Loi, but to bring fruits up with them, they can't. And Rabbi Yechon said they can. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Hachi Kamar, you misunderstood the Mishnah. Only if Yesh Boy Abo Al Abo, if the wall is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then you cannot, so it's a domain on its own, then you cannot take things from your chutzah and put it on top of the wall. According to Facebook, it came from your house. Oilin in, you can only, but what could you do? You can climb up on the wall and my love, but not take things down. If it's 4 tefachim wide, only if there's existing fruits on top of the wall can you eat them, but you cannot bring things up. But if there's no 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, then my nami, you can actually bring up with them as well. But other Rabbi Yechon Tamei, Rabbi Yechon is consistent with this view. The Avdimi, when Avdimi came along, Rabbi Yechon holds if the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide, everyone can bring things up there. And why is that? Not like the other one who says that they clash and you cannot bring any, you cannot, the Rav said you clash. Rabbi Yechon says you can bring things up there. And the reason is we had before in Mer Shabbos, I've tested, that you can have a thing called a Mokum Tur. So Mokum Tur means if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it's not significant. People generally do not place things there. And therefore it's an exempt place. And we talked about there about a doorway or the a threshold that's part of the house, but it's also, you know, it takes you into the street. And we said over there that the people in the house can put things on the threshold if it's less than 4 tefachim wide and higher than 3 tefachim from the ground. And people from the street can take things from the street and put it on the threshold. And Mahatoira, you can actually take from the street and bring it into the house. On Shabbos, if you first put it down on the threshold, which is a makom tur, and then pick it up and then bring it in the house. The Rabbanon don't like it because next time you might transfer straight from the house into the street. So this wall, because it's less than 4 tefachim wide, is treated like a makom tur, an exempt place. So therefore, either courtyard can bring things up there. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon is consistent with you. Because the chiyos of Avdimi, Omer Rabbi Yechon, makom she'ein bo yabal abo, if it's less than 4x4, mutil levnei shuz rabim. Is permitted for the people in Shusarabim. Shusarabim lekasef olav, to place things on there. As long as they do not take directly from Shusarabim into the street, they first put it down on the makom tur and then they take it out. Says the Gemara, Rav, lestle Rav Dimi. So Rav doesn't agree with that. It's a rule. It's a universal rule. Nobody argues. So why does Rav say that if the wall is less than 4 tefachim, then neither one can bring things to the wall because both properties clash? What do you mean? But the wall itself is a domain on its own. It's higher than 10 tefachim. It's narrower than 4 tefachim, which means it's a makom tur, an exempt place. So why can't each courtyard bring their fruits on top of the wall and place them there? Says the Gemara, interesting thing. Ibishu is the rice. In the classical cases, you have a house, a threshold, and the street. These are all domains from the Torah. So therefore, we're not worried. So we say that you're allowed to take from the house and put it on the threshold, and the threshold into the street, you can do as long as you put it down. We're not so worried, because everyone knows you're not allowed to carry from a house into the street. Hachinami, Rav will agree. As long as you put it down, no problem. Here we're talking about from a chotzer, which to another chatzah from the Torah you're allowed to carry. It's only the rabbis that said you shouldn't carry from one courtyard to another courtyard without making an eder between them. And therefore, because it's only the rabbis, we're scared that people would treat it very leniently, and if they see that you can take from the courtyard to the wall, they'll think, well, if I can take it to the wall, why can't I take it to the next courtyard? The Chachamim also chizik v'divreim yoisim eshotedim. The Chachamim, to support their cause, sometimes they were stricter than the Torah, and they would say, therefore, you're not allowed to even put it onto this wall. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, at 8:15.